fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the 13th day of July. Our prepper tip of the day. First, number one, do you have a plan? Seriously, do you have a plan? If it's not in writing, it doesn't exist. Number two, is it in writing? Well, that's just to emphasize it needs to be in writing. And last but not least, is it current? Is your plan current? That's your prepper tip of the day. You need to have a plan. It's going to be different things for different people. It needs to be in writing. It needs to be current. You need to update it, I would say, at least once a year. Every 6 months would not be too bad. All right, that's your prepper tip of the day. Looks like we're still waiting for Don Kubley to call in. He has not called yet, but he may have a conflict. He may be running a little bit late. In the meantime, we will have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. A lot of controversy in the news about Russians and who did what, who didn't do what. The current headline on Drudge Report is Obama Department of Justice gave Natalia special entry, and then it says mystery surrounds Veselnitskaya. I can't say this. Veselnitskaya. Anyway. A lot of controversy. The president and his team will come out of this okay. It's not going to be an issue. And they will be fine. Another headline I read where a young man walked into a bar in New York City wearing a Make America Great hat. He was struck with a beer bottle, knocked to the floor where he was kicked with sustaining injuries to his head and his face. And there was some interview with him and the doctor who repaired him in that hospital. Very tragic situation. Now, we didn't, you know, the conservatives didn't do that to the liberals supporting Obama when he got elected. We maintained our civility. We maintained the peace and did not attack the people who voted for Hussein Obama. Mostly, I know for myself, I felt sorry for him. I thought, boy, you people are really ignorant. you don't know any better. You don't know any better. But, yeah, that's a shame that these things do happen. But that's the world we live in. Another headline here on Drudge's former Vice President Al Gore compares the climate change fight to slavery, gay rights, and apartheid at the Australian summit. Oh, come on. Mr. Gore, come on. Mr. Vice President. The abolition of slavery and climate change. Well, human-caused climate change is a fantasy, Mr. Gore, and I would say that's to your face. It's an absolute fantasy. There is climate change. There's always been climate change. There always will be climate change. Nothing new about that. Trying to attribute the climate of planet Earth to human activity is a fantasy. It's a falsehood. It's a fabrication based on evidence that's fabricated out of thin air. There is no evidence. Just like there's no evidence of evolution. And people confuse the terms evolution and adaptation. If a variety of a moth changes its colors over time of its markings to conform to its surroundings, that's not evolution, that's an adaptation. But the Darwinian theory, which has and never will have any evidence, that one species over millions and millions of years, they always have to have that millions and millions of years in there, don't they, becomes another species. That's another fantasy, an absolute fantasy. But they have to do that, don't they? They have to do that. And a lot of what's going on is to preserve these false narratives that the powers that be want us to cling to. There'd be far fewer atheists in this world if the false narrative of evolution didn't exist, because that gives them something to cling to. We don't need God to create mankind. All we need is millions and millions of years for a species of monkey to become a man. Well, that can't happen. Never has happened, never will happen. I don't care how many millions of years you have. Monkeys cannot become human beings. Cannot happen, will not happen, and so forth. But I feel sorry for atheists. I went to I've been to one atheist funeral. A gentleman I knew, a friend I worked with, he was an attorney. He died at a very young age. I think he was probably in his mid-50s, early to mid-50s. And it was one of the saddest public events I've ever been to, an atheist funeral. It really was. And the atheists that were in charge made sure that nobody else had a chance to speak. Because the room was full of many Christians, and it was a lot of men and women I knew in Union, Missouri, who were lawyers and judges and public officials. Everybody knew this gentleman that died. He was very well-known, very well-liked in the community. But the atheists in charge of the funeral did not want and would not tolerate any Christians making any statements, because it would have blown the whole concept of the atheist funeral. It would have blown it out the window. But that's the way it was. And the ceremony went through, and everybody's lives went on after that. We'll see. Where can we go from here? Well, I'm going to the Czech Republic next week. I get on the Big Bird the 19th. Come back the 24th. I'll be in Prague, Czech Republic. I may get a trip out of Prague to visit some nearby sites. That remains to be seen. I'll be receiving the Prague Peace Prize, and it'll be the opportunity of a lifetime for me to be able to go there. I've never been to Europe, if you are in Europe, I know I have a lot of listeners all over Europe, in Spain, Germany, Poland, England, France, Italy. Ireland. I got one regular correspondent in Ireland. If you want me to come and speak to your group, well, let me know. My email address is thelibertyman@aol.com. We'll figure out how to make that happen. My being there with my sponsor paying for my plane ticket cuts down on the expenses by about $2,000. So that's some incentive right there to have me come and speak because of the dramatic cost savings with me already being in Europe. I'll speak to your group, your church group, your family group, your company, community. It doesn't matter. You want a private consultation for your family, for your company, we'll do a private consultation. I'm pretty flexible. And right now would be a great time to schedule it. I may end up scheduling speaking engagements when I'm in the Czech Republic. That remains to be seen also. I'm looking forward to this event. I am. I'll get the tour of the Prague Castle, which is the top of a hill overlooking Prague. I may or may not. I'm hopefully be able to go visit the CZ, that's Charlie Zebra, CZ factory, where they've been manufacturing firearms for a better part of 300 years. I've already got a couple of requests for photographs and some questions to ask for the management there about certain types of firearms that they used to manufacture and are not at the moment, the Mauser bolt-action rifles. And, yes, it will be a big deal for John Moore. I've been talking to Mandy about maybe doing some press releases. I need to talk to Mandy some more. I think maybe we need some help. She's working five jobs. I may need some help for a publicist that would work for a commission to set up speaking engagements. If you know somebody who would like employment as a publicist working for straight commission, maybe a good job for a retired person or somebody who has a stay-at-home mom, for example, or a stay-at-home dad. I'm meeting more and more stay-at-home dads. All you need is a telephone and high-speed internet connection to do the work. And when you book a job, you get a commission from that job you book. So that's maybe I should have Tim work up a banner for that so we can promote that a little bit more. That would be a good thing for everybody, be a good thing for the person doing the work, getting the money, be a good thing for me to get me more speaking engagements. I think it truly would be a win-win situation. Czech Republic is not allowing in Muslims. I say good for you, Czech Republic. Good for you. People who run the EU, which has been referred to by some people I know in Europe as a criminal conspiracy, by the way, they're just at their wit's end because member countries won't comply with bringing in Muslims and destroying their country, destroying their culture, just like is going on in Sweden and in Germany and in France and in England. All these countries are destroying themselves. I think England, with their new prime minister, is going to be cutting back on that dramatically. I hope Angela Merkel's days are numbered, and this next election she'll be out, and Germany will do the right thing and elect a person who will protect the borders of Germany from this invasion. Italy has had it up to their eyeballs. They're about to close their ports to the migrants coming in from North Africa. That really needs to happen. Italy's not a rich country. They're not a poor country, but they're not a rich country. And they've absorbed as many Muslims as they can. They're stretched to the breaking point dealing with Muslims. And they need to close their ports, send them back where they came from, have the Italian Navy tow their boats back across the Mediterranean Ocean. If that's what it takes, just tow them across the ocean, offload them, and sink the boat. That's what I would do if I was in charge. I'd provide them with food and water, get them back across the ocean, and sink the boat. I'm going to call her and hold here. We got Dave in New York. Morning, Dave.
Morning again, John. I was wondering, I really don't know what's behind the honor of getting a Peace Prize. Could you explain that to me? And thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Well, I got a phone call asking if I would, or an email, I guess it was, asking if I would consider accepting the Prague Peace Prize, and I responded after I did my due diligence that it was a real deal. I responded that I would. That's basically all there was to it. I had no, there was no effort on my part. I was offered this out of the blue. I did not apply for it. I didn't fill out any forms. I didn't make any application. And it just came out of the blue. Based on my work.
How is one qualified to be considered for that honor, John?
Well, you have to be tall, handsome, and athletic, Dave. First of
all right, good.
And been very intelligent, and then do some work related to what the sponsor is interested in. In my case, it was my DVD titled Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. The Prague Peace Prize is based on my work that comes out of that DVD that is ongoing. So that's what it's based on, Dave.
Who's your sponsor for that, if I might ask, John?
Her name is Alexandra Born. She's a retired psychiatrist. She's a native Czech woman and spent much, if not most, of her adult life living in Sweden. She's a family friend of the Nobel family. In fact, was a house guest at the Nobel family home. So she's connected to some interesting people around Europe, to say the least.
Very good. One other thing, John, on those dome homes, are there any in Antarctica? Because I ran across on YouTube.
Yes, there are.
Okay.
There's a resort operation using them down there, a very luxury resort that uses the domes to shelter their tourists that come down there. And I should mention, Dave, that the domes from now till the end of July, which is about 2 weeks, $1,000 off all domes, 14-foot and 20-foot both.
Wow. I've seen some YouTube videos on Antarctica, and I didn't know there were such a thing because it seemed like a mystery down there. And it showed a 360-degree view of McMurdo base station. And other videos showing what's exciting about there, or just what people do during the day, things like that.
Right.
And yeah.
Well, they're only telling you part of the story. Well, thank you, Dave.
Pardon me?
We appreciate it. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. You know, the call number is 800-313-9443. Yes, the domes are at the Antarctic. They're at the Arctic. They're on mountaintops. They're on tropical beaches. They're in the desert. They're in urban, suburban areas. They're in the forest of Alaska. Just every setting that you can imagine, they're looking to buy and set up domes for homeless people in Hawaii. They have a tremendous homeless problem in Hawaii. Personally, I think it's a mistake, not from the point of view of the domes, but from the point of view of if you build 500 homes for homeless people, you're going to have another 500 in a week or two. You build 500 for them, you're going to have another 500. So, as Rush Limbaugh said quite a few years ago, any human activity you reward economically, you're going to get more of it. Think about that. Any human activity you reward economically, you're going to get more of it. So if you reward homeless people by giving them homes at no charge, you're going to get more homeless people. If you reward illiterate teenage girls for having babies financially, you're going to get more illiterate teenage girls having babies, as long as you keep rewarding them financially for that activity. Of course you will. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The weekend. June 24th, more than 40,000 ham radio operators across North America will head for the hills during their annual Field Day event. Field Day is ham radio's open house, where hams showcase the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to our communities. Ham radio is making, creating, communicating, and fun. Ham radio is for everyone, including you. Come visit a Field Day site near you. Learn more at arrl.org/fieldday.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome Homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you.
The weekend of June 24th, more than 40,000 ham radio operators across North America will head for the hills during their annual Field Day event. Field Day is ham radio's open house, where hams showcase the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to our communities. Ham radio is making, creating, communicating, and fun. Ham radio is for everyone, including you. Come visit a Field Day site near you. Learn more at arrl.org/fieldday.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 13th of July, visiting with Mr. Don Kubley, the CEO of Intershelter Domes, a remarkable, very unique product. And there's an old saying, Don, there's nothing new under the sun. But in this case, there is something new under the sun, isn't there, sir? Good morning.
Well, good morning, Colonel. How are you? First of all, I apologize to you and your audience for being a few minutes late. We live in a rainforest here in Alaska, and we had a southeaster storm last night that took a tree down that took out my power and my telephone lines and everything else, and just got lit back up here about 5 minutes ago. So I'm sorry I'm late. And yes, they are in something new under the sun. But the most amazing thing about these things, John, is although they're going to be the community they first build on the moon, there's no doubt about it. In fact, we were in Star Wars. These are so futuristic looking. We were in the first Star Wars movie, both on the desert planet and the polar planet. And we were also in that really, I'll send you the pictures. We were also in that really bad, grade B movie, Starship Trooper. I don't know if you've ever seen that. It's a terrible movie where they fight these bugs
these big bugs on these distant planets. But we are the military base on that planet too. They painted them really bright silver. They look pretty cool. So they're very futuristic. But the bottom line is they are the oldest structure on the planet. Indigenous people from the Zulus in Africa to the Eskimos in Alaska have lived in igloos and domes for millions of years. I have a picture of the Zulu king standing in front of his dome. It looks the shape is identical to mine, but instead of being made of aerospace composite and fiberglass, it's made of straw. Because that's the strongest they could make that straw get, putting it into that shape.
Well, you're talking about a scary movie. There's I think two or three films about the Zulus and what happened in the later part of the 19th century. Pretty scary stuff. And Shaka Zulu, of course, was the wartime leader of the Zulus during that period of time. Ferocious warriors, to say the least. Maybe we can get some sales from the Star Wars fans, because I know that they have conventions and they have all this paraphernalia that they buy, Star Wars toys and so forth. Why not have a dome and paint it silver for the Star Wars collection to be inside of it?
You know, that is a bloody great idea. That is a bloody great idea. I'm going to send you right now. I know you've got your computer on in front of you.
I do.
I'm going to send you a picture of this king standing in front of his dome with his wife sitting there knitting or doing something, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. It's pretty fascinating.
Well, I'll look forward to getting that here momentarily. And there's people have occupied Africa for probably a million years or so. We don't know how many, but they get very clever at using whatever they have handy to build their structures, don't they?
Oh, of course. It's called survival. You're
right.
Pretty good at it. I'm pretty good at it. That's one of the reasons, you know, the survivalist community has taken to our domes the way they have. I mean, there's no other building on the planet that's as mobile as a tent, and once it's up, it's a bunker, you know. And that's why the military likes them.
I was talking to a local woman yesterday, and she was asking me if they could be buried. I said, well, yeah, you can bury them, but you don't need to because you can cover them with concrete.
yeah, and plus it's kind of hard to get out of them when they're buried.
Well, you know, never, ever put yourself in a situation where you don't have at least two ways to escape. Never, just don't do it.
There you go.
No.
There you go. That's a special force that's coming out of you.
Well, I assume so, but that's just how I live my life. I haven't got the email yet, but...
I know. I had to fire up my computer. I hadn't even fired up my system yet. It's just coming on right now.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, maybe it's because you're 10,000 miles away that might have something to do with it.
No, actually, the internet. I was talking to a lady up in the Adirondacks the other day, and before it even left my computer, it was on hers.
Amazing. Here's our break.
Okay.
We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or onyx silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get an opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 13th of July. My website is thelibertyman.com. I've got inventory of energy cleaners ready for immediate shipment, mattress pads ready for immediate shipment. It's a great time to place your order and get over that arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain that you've been dealing with for years, maybe decades. Get yourself a great night's sleep for a change. That's what's waiting for you when you get yourself an energy cleaner and your factory-made fitted mattress pad. This is my home business that I take care of myself. I'm the one that packs them up and ships them out. I'm the one that reconfigures the factory mattress pads to make them compatible with the energy cleaner. I do all that myself right here in my home in Davisville, Missouri. Check out the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. I do take PayPal, most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. My toll-free hour line, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Rising with Don Kubley, the CEO of InterShelter Domes. Don, we've got a caller on hold here. We've got Diane in Arizona. Good morning, Diane. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Go ahead. I just wanted to ask if on the domes, if you could change that for different times of year, like if you're in Alaska, so that you could grow plants at different times of the year.
Hi, Diane. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Actually, they're used all over the Arctic for aquaponic growing in remote Eskimo and Native villages where they can't get access to fresh vegetables. You know, I grew up here in Alaska. When I was a child, getting a fresh vegetable meant my mother just opened a can. I really never tasted fresh vegetables till I went to college, till I went to Gonzaga when I was 20 years old, honestly. We just didn't have fresh vegetables up here. And still today, we have to fly them in because none of our communities are connected by road to anything, especially, well, in almost all parts of Alaska. You either fly in or bring in a boat. So we do have a lot better selection now, but in a lot of these remote Eskimo villages, they are using our domes with aquaponics to grow vegetables, and it's a great improvement on their lives there.
That's excellent. I wanted to also mention something on a separate note Loretta Lynch gave Natalia Veselnitskaya special permission to enter the United States.
Right. That's why it's a headline on Drudge right now. Yep.
Okay.
It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. I know,
yes,
Diane. It is amazing. Okay. Anything else, Diane?
No, that's good. Thank you.
We appreciate the call.
Nice meeting you, ma'am.
Okay. Well, Don, you made an offer last week to have a $1,000 discount till the end of July, which would be Monday, July 31st, $1,000 off the 14-foot and $1,000 off the 20-foot domes. That's very gracious of you, sir, and this may push some people to move forward and make a decision. I told the local woman yesterday about the $1,000 discount, and her eyes just lit up instantly, Don. So,
that's
a good time.
Well, I'm a patriotic kind of guy, John. So it's my July 4th special. It's not for a weekend. It's for the whole month.
Outstanding. Well, we appreciate that. There was you're an Air Force veteran, I believe, aren't you, Don?
No, sir. I was never in the service. I am licensed by the Coast Guard to drive ships. I'm a sea captain.
Sea captain. Okay. That's right. That's right. I was just going to mention there was a tragedy recently where a C-130 crashed and all 16 men aboard perished in that crash.
I saw that, and I'm stunned because although I was never in the Air Force, I spent a lot of time in C-130s. We call them Hercs. And that's when we built the Trans-Alaska Pipeline, that was how we built it because there was no road to Prudhoe Bay from Fairbanks. That's how we got all of our equipment to and from the job sites up and down the Dalton Highway. I worked 4 years on the pipeline working my way through college, and I spent a lot of time in Hercules aircraft, and I can't imagine one going down by itself. I really can't. I don't know.
Right. Well, it's an extraordinary event. They've been in service for half a century, or more than half a century, and have an excellent reputation for being a reliable, safe aircraft. I'm not sure why the C-17 is supposed to be on any superior to the C-130, but that decision, of course, was not mine.
Strong bird.
Marvelous.
Strong bird.
Marvelous.
Should have that email in front of you showing both the Zulu King standing in front of his dome and Luke Skywalker standing in front of his dome.
Okay. Well, I remember those scenes. I wasn't really focused on the domes per se because they were kind of in the background. Here we are. Oh, they got them all zooted up here to I'm looking at those domes. This is amazing. Now the one, and there's one there that looks, well, it has very slight modifications from your dome, the one that's got the brown covering on it. I'm not sure. what that would be called.
Yeah, that shows what you can do with shotcrete. That's what shotcrete would look like on the dome, only smoother. That's adobe.
Okay. That's adobe. Okay. And there's Luke Skywalker. This is a looks like a box set of maybe VHS tapes.
It's a trilogy. It's all the Star Wars movies in one box, and that's the picture on the box is of our dome.
Amazing. That is truly amazing. Now, Chuck, they got the wife sitting there doing some kind of needlework or whatever it is, and the wife of the king of the Zulus, and what's the covering on the dome there?
It's just straw.
Okay. Straw. All right. Oh, that's a Zulu dome. That's not your dome. That's a Zulu dome,
right.
Obviously.
Right.
Looks pretty substantial.
Well, I'm sure a million years ago that was a palace.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it looks like it would repel rain, and of course the wind would go around it, and the Zulu king standing there with a Western style umbrella. That's the only Western style thing I can see in the photograph.
Quite a shot. And then attached to it, you can't see it in the letter, but there's two more Star Wars pictures that were on the polar planet. And those are attached to that letter. You got to download them.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, we need to get these on my website. I'm going to forward these to Tim. And we can do that. I'm also getting requests for more. There we go. I see somebody poking their head out the door of the dome there. And there's looks like a light from a runway, a landing strip out in front of it.
If you're going to put those up on the site, John, I'll resend these in high res. These are all low res pictures. I just wanted to hurry up.
Okay. Well, yeah, I do want to get them up. I'm getting more and some nice ones. This is the Arctic or Antarctic, this other side?
The polar ones?
Right.
That's off of Star Wars.
That's Star Wars.
Planet. I think they shot that in the Antarctic.
Okay. All right. It's supposed to be on another planet, but there's four domes that we can see all connected, and or five domes, excuse me. Looks like four 14s and a 20. And
that's right.
A snowmobile, an antenna with some microwave dishes on it, and some kind of a tractor-type device, and a guy looks like he's running to the tractor left the door open. You don't want to leave the door open.
No, not down there. Yeah,
no.
that they had them both on the desert planet, which is where that first picture was, and then they had them on the polar planet.
Okay, well, Don, I'm getting requests for more interior shots to give people more ideas about alternatives in interior decorating.
Absolutely. I'll send you a whole file of how to outdo the interiors. And really, it's up to your imagination. It's a blank canvas, as I've mentioned before. You can draw a stick man on it, or you can paint the Mona Lisa. You can have disco balls hanging from the ceiling if you want. I mean, these things, anything you can buy in a Home Depot, you can put in or hang on a dome. And I'll send you a bunch of pictures. I know it's kind of hard for folks to get their brain around building something round or decorating something round, but once you get the hang of it, it's actually very fun, and you can really deck these things out, and I'll send you a bunch of pictures of that, John.
That'd be great. Well, my wife took delivery of that kit we were talking about last week, and she hasn't had time to work with it yet, but she will be working with it to do the interior planning for the 20-foot dome we plan on getting for my mother-in-law. And it's a fun project. And in fact, we were just out outside looking at the site location. I was telling her we need to be far away from the building next to it in case the building next to it burns, it won't destroy the dome. And
yeah. So you have a place to live.
Yeah, so I have a place to live. And we were going over the different things like the sewer connection, the fresh water connection, and different utilities, electric and telephone. Just doing some pre-planning and walking around the site as to what direction it should be facing. And I'm looking at the grade myself to be planning on the concrete foundation and how I'm going to run the sewer line and the water line. I got a sewer line and water line right there, so I don't have to be doing any major excavation for that. And it's going to be a fun project. As the summer moves far, we'll be doing our planning, and hopefully by Labor Day, we'll be ready to move forward with a with getting a dome and getting the construction going.
What color are you thinking about, John?
I would just stick with white, but it's not going to be my decision. We're going to let the mother-in-law have some input on that. And but I think white would be very efficient in terms of reflecting sunlight and staying cool in the summertime.
Yeah, I agree. It'll stay nice and cool in the summertime, and in the wintertime, it's not. It couldn't be easier to heat them. With that P2 insulation kit in there, you can heat them at 40 below with a lantern and a hot buttered rum.
Right. Well, we'll probably get a heat pump for the heating and air conditioning, and have provision from the get-go for a backup wood heater in case electric is not available. Although I have backup electric, it won't be used for heat because not enough capacity. Do one of the extra doorway to fit a refrigerator inside of. It's going to be a fun project. And I was telling a woman last night locally that, with a 20-foot dome, you can put a loft up there. And she was asking about how many square feet. Well, you get a 50% increase in square feet when you build a loft, don't you?
You get a little under 500 square feet of extra space. You get about 150 square foot of space. You get half again the size of the dome. If you on one side you do a kitchen and a bathroom and you put the loft over it, you get half again the space. So you get about 150 extra square feet of space.
Right, and that's a lot for in a small space. That's a lot, and for a cabin, it's a very comfortable cabin for one or two people to occupy full time. Obviously, for a short term or emergency basis, you could fit a lot more people in there to sleep if it was just sleeping quarters. But I refer
back in college. In college, we could have got 10 kids in there.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Oh, I refer to the options as a smorgasbord. You walk down the cafeteria line, and you have your choice of apple, peach, or cherry pie. Your choice of ham, beef, or chicken, and make your choices as you go down the line. You take what you want. You leave behind what you don't want, and that's the choices that provided by InterShelter, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. It's that wide open.
Well, the insulation package, I think, is, we're absolutely going to get the insulation package. We've been running highs this week, 95 degrees actual temperature, felt temperature about 105 to 107 with the humidity thrown in. In wintertime, it does get zero and below zero here with high humidity also. So we get both extremes here in South Central Missouri. Thankfully, the extreme cold typically doesn't stick around too long. Extreme heat is not quite 3 months. And then we got moderate temperatures the rest of the year. But the insulation package will be a welcome addition to this dome, and we're certainly going to do it, Don.
Oh, yeah, you're going to need that, especially if you've got your mother-in-law living in it. You want to keep her smiling.
Yeah, well, when you get to be 95, 96 years old, your body can't accommodate temperature swings as it could when you were younger. So definitely keep it cozy in there for her so she can be comfortable and keep a smile on her face, like you say.
There you go.
We got open lines here if anybody has a question for Don or about the domes. You may have some questions. The call number is 800-313-9443. A couple of times here we've got into the engineering nuances here in the air, which may bore some people to tears and really be fascinating to people involved in construction work and have knowledge about construction techniques. But there's nothing going on here with these domes that's outside the realm of a qualified carpenter, plumber, electrician, is there?
You really don't, to put the dome up itself, you really don't even need to be able to read. The construction of the dome, it can be done in cartoon form. But when you start finishing out the interiors, you're going to want to get a guy that's handy with a hammer and knows a little about plumbing and heating and electricity. You want to do it right on the inside.
That's the only time you're going to need anybody with true carpentry and skilled labor.
Right.
But as far as the dome itself, anybody can put it up. You can't believe some of the people have put up our domes.
Well, we talked about that before, how you had the Somalians who could barely speak English how many domes? Was it one dome?
Two. We put two up in 4 hours. And they were Haitian guys.
Okay.
Yeah. Only one spoke a little bit of English, and two of them were stoned, and one was drunk. We still got them up.
Well, their native language is French, of course. And
I
wish you should have had a video of that. That would have been a good video.
I've got a picture of them standing on top of it. I'll send it to you. I got a picture of these guys standing on top of the dome. I'll send it to you right now.
We have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we are back. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 13th of July, visiting with Don Kubling. We're talking about inner shelter domes. All the domes are listed on my website on the left-hand side at thelibertyman.com. I saw the photograph of the Haitians standing on the dome. They just have the biggest smiles on their faces. It's great photographs. Don, we have a caller here. This will be our last caller. Bob in Michigan. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, gentlemen. Good morning, gentlemen.
Go ahead.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm just dandy. It's wet up here. I've never seen it rain so much in Michigan in my life. These guys are having
You're not going to get much sympathy here, my friend. It's blowing about 40 miles an hour, raining sideways, and it's 52 degrees.
Well, these farmers up here, they can't get their hay in. What the heck they're going to do? Man, they've even got their first cutting done in some places.
Oh, not good. Not good.
Yeah, not good at all. I'm wondering if you've given any thought or possibly converting or applying some kind of an EMP-proof package on the interior or exterior of the structure.
Right. Don, you want to handle this? I can handle it if you don't want to.
You're
some kind of
more
screen or
with
something.
You probably are more familiar with the process than I am, John. But I just know this,
okay,
sir:
well,
if there is a material that protects you from that, you can put it in or on a dome.
Right.
Okay.
Well, here's what you do, Bob. You get yourself the biggest, longest roll of loom screenware that they sell at your local hardware store, and you're going to want to, after your dome's up and your insulation package is in, if aesthetics is an issue, here's what you would do. You would put your insulation up first. Then you want to cover the entire inside of the dome with the loom screenware. I do a 4-inch overlap from floor to ceiling. Don't worry about the floor because EMP can't come up from the ground up.
Okay.
You're going to want to have screen over the windows and doors. So when the windows and doors are shut, there's complete coverage and metal-to-metal contact with the screen wire on the dome itself and the screen wire that's covering the windows and covering the doorway. There has to be metal-metal contact. You know, once you do that, the entire structure will be EMP resistant. And I would make sure that you got it grounded somewhere. If you got a metal pipe coming up out of the foundation, I would have I'd have it grounded in one spot. You don't want two grounding spots because that'll set up a current.
Okay.
But ideally would be a copper grounding rod going down 6 feet into the ground to get a good solid ground and connected with copper wire to the aluminum screen wire.
Okay.
And you're good to go. You're all set.
Well, I'm curious. From another standpoint, one of the hosts reported that there's a sunspot 78,000 miles in diameter on the sun right now, and it has a rather ominous potential direction towards us.
Right. Well, these things periodically come up, Bob. There was one in 2012 that barely missed Earth. If it had hit Earth, the three of us wouldn't be talking because it would knocked out the power grid for maybe a decade or more.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. The coronal mass ejection is the concern, and the government's done nothing to protect our power grid from either man-made or natural events. But so it's up to each of us to do it on our own.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, have a good day, gentlemen, and John, have a safe trip.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. We appreciate the call.
Yeah. See ya.
Don, we're down to the last 60 seconds here, minute and 60 to 90 seconds. What would you tell people that are sitting there pondering and wondering about these domes, if they'd be good for them?
Well, all I can say is that the uses are unlimited, and also where you can use them, whether it's in cold climates, hot climates, deserts, beaches, mountaintops, and if you need a place to just get away from it all, or you're concerned, as that gentleman is, about a natural disaster or a man-made disaster of any kind, this is your place of safety and sanctity and to keep your family safe. And
Don, thanks.
Yep.
We're out of time. Thank you.
You bet.
All right. Thank you. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can. Your firearms ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. manner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.